Pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? The story is true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, it just won't stall.
67 degrees here at the KTLO studio. Good morning, everyone. It is 8:05. We welcome you to another edition of Jack the Car Guy, presented by Minute Mechanic. I'm Matt Sharp, joining you from the studio, and Jack, once again, joining us from his Never Done Garage. Good morning, Jack.
Good Car Guy morning. It's a beautiful day in the old Never Done.
Yep.
My favorite statistician, John Dias, and I are here alone today. We have got the whole garage to ourselves.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Miss Pam's upstairs. She's cooking breakfast for us. But
we got the whole breakfast, too.
Yeah, we get to eat the whole thing. The boys are scattered all over Dodge. Karsten's in Fayetteville with the Brits in the Ozarks. No, that's just funny. Brits in the Ozarks. It's the British cars, not the people.
No.
They're up there for their yearly get-together for... they go up there just to have a good time, but they raise money for ALS. You know, you'd think after all these years they'd have a cure for that Lou Gehrig's, but obviously not. So, and that's a good cause, and they usually raise a goodly amount of money up there. And little Ricky, he's up at that antique vintage tractor thing in Missouri, camping out. Him and Ike the car dog are up there somewhere in Missouri camping out, and you know, they've got that steam up and everything in conjunction with those tractors. They're having vintage tractor pulls. You talk about comparison. Here we got our boys scattered from one end of the earth. Rick is up there camping and cooking on the ground with his dog, with vintage tractors and steam off. And Karsten, he called me last night to tell me he was sitting in a brand new Aston Martin DB9. Probably got cheese and wine. Yeah. And you're staying in a motel. But you know, those are all people just like us. They all like things mechanical. It's all good, and it's good to have. It's great fun. John and I are doing the same thing right here. We're with our friends.
Yeah,
me and John.
And it's something mechanical.
Yeah, and well, we've got all of our friends that are listening.
Right.
So we got. Yeah, we're with our friends too. So there, John and I are doing the same exact thing. Do we have a call?
Yes, we do.
Well, let's take that rascal.
And if you'd like to be on the show this morning, the number to call if you live in Baxter County is 425-5522. Otherwise, you can call us toll-free at 888-884-0364. And you can send in your questions and your comments by email to carguy@ktlo.com. Let's go to line 4. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Well, good morning, Jack. This is Joe over in Cotter.
Yeah, Joe.
And I had a question about... I bought a new Nissan, and when I checked the oil on it, it was a half a quart over full. What kind of damage would that do to the engine?
Is it brand new?
Yep, brand new from the factory.
I'd trot that thing right back down there and have them drain that out.
Well,
you bought a new car, it should be set up perfectly. Now, what will it do? If it is truly a half a quart, probably nothing. But you don't. The tolerances, the capacities, and everything on these new cars are so close and critical. You want to stay as close to right on as you can.
Yeah, actually, I had them come out to the house and drain it. I didn't want to drive it back to the dealership because I didn't notice it was over full.
No, I don't. You know, unless you now theoretically, if you took that rascal out and headed down the interstate and just really hammered that puppy and made it work real hard, and the oil pressure potentially could go high, and there's pressure reliefs that'll stop all that. But it could have done damage, but just driving it around for a short period, it won't.
Yeah. Well, if you put into the vehicle what the book calls for volume-wise, it's a half a quart over.
On the stick?
Yep.
Huh. Now, doesn't that give you a lot of confidence, huh?
Yeah, so... I've been pestering Nissan, and they're doing a research to find out.
Yeah, I bet so.
if the stick's wrong or the book's wrong or the pan's wrong, you know?
Yeah. The only thing that's not wrong is you, because you're the customer and you you are right.
Yeah, well, I used to be in the car business.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I wouldn't worry too much about that, but you did the right thing. It's a brand-new car, and if I know you, you didn't buy the cheap Nissan.
Well, I bought a motorized billboard. That's what I bought it for.
GTR.
Yeah, I put messages about Jesus on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a red Nissan.
All right, well, you don't want it broke down for sure.
No, and anybody out there with a Chrysler product, a Mopar, they got a recall now on the Challenger, too, from 2010 to 2013, something with the power steering and the alternator.
Huh.
But they don't have the parts for it yet.
Okay. All right. Well, don't bother taking it in.
No. Last time I saw you was over at a place in Gasville where the guy's got some older cars in there. And I was driving my Challenger then. It was the silver one.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I remember.
Yeah.
And you had your friend with you.
No, I met you at one of the car shows with my friend Jim Conley. But Jim Conley died.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. And he shouldn't have died.
No.
Anyways, he was a good guy.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Well, thanks for your input.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
And let's go to line 3. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yeah, Matt and Jack, I got a question for each of you.
All right.
First, Matt, how did we do last night at Batesville?
Well, the game was actually at here. It was against Batesville. It was Batesville won that game 31-20.
Ooh.
Yep. It was close there for a moment, actually. It got cut down to one possession, but Batesville scored again to put it out of reach.
They put it out of reach for us?
Yep.
Oh, and Jack, do we got any racing this week?
Oh, yes. All three series are at Chicagoland. They ran the truck race last night, and Xfinity will be today, and the Cup race will be tomorrow. And NHRA is kicking off their playoff season, so the drag racers are running. And F1 is at Singapore, and they're having quite a time over there. I'm going to talk about that a little later on.
Okay, and who are you picking, Xfinity and Cup?
Well, I'm going to tell you, this pains me to say it, dude. I hate to say it. Matter of fact, I'm going to be mad if it comes about. But I think Kyle Busch has a very good chance of sweeping that weekend. Him and Toyota. Toyota has got a bit of an advantage now. Not unfair. I mean, not illegal. But they have peaked at the right time. Toyota is going up and everybody else kind of leveling off. And I'm afraid Kyle's going to win both of them. I hope not. But he's on the pole, by the way. And he's hit on that pole by a lot. So...
Well, there's always a chance they can park the ambulance.
Yeah, there's always a chance they'll park the ambulance on the track.
Yeah, and I think, isn't that Joe Gibbs Racing?
Uh-huh. Yep, yeah, that's his Toyotas.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Yeah, and they're all running good.
All right.
And I'll see ya.
See ya.
All right.
I gotta tell you, Jack. I kind of like the name of the Cup Series race tomorrow. Tales of the Turtles 400.
Oh no, kidding!
Yeah.
Where do they come up with this? I mean, I know that's a movie, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's like. I guess that's supposed to be like the newest Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. I think.
Yeah. It's like Tales of the Turtles, sponsored by Coke 600.
Yeah, totally.
Under the bridge, come back tomorrow 500. You know. Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna talk some more about. NASCAR and silly season. They have dumped poor Danica, so I'm going to talk about that a while. Matter of fact, they've dumped several drivers. It's a little bit surprising to me, but we're going to come back and talk about that, and we're going to talk about the squabble in F1, the engine deal there. We got we got a lot to talk about. Did you buy a plane this week, another one?
No.
No? Oh.
I don't think so.
Okay. No. not that you know of.
I don't think so, yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, listen, has your employees wrecked your tractor lately?
No, not really.
No, just scuff it from time to time. Yeah. John's threatening to take the cab off his tractor. Okay. Oh, that's personal. Never mind. Forget I said that. John is not taking the cab off his tractor. Oh, there, Erwin again. Matt, let's do the weather, buddy. Is there any rain in the future? Please, 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 Matt. I'm blaming it on you if we don't get any.
Gee, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, should we continue on with the rest of the show? I mean,
yeah.
All right. There is a small chance of rain beginning tomorrow and continuing throughout the week. Today will be mostly sunny, highs near 88 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, lows near 68. Partly sunny on Sunday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, increasing to 40% in the afternoon, highs near 88 degrees. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows near 68. Partly sunny on Monday, the chance of precipitation will be 40%, highs near 88 degrees. Looks like, again, small chances of rain throughout the rest of the upcoming work week, really no greater than 30%. Currently, the Taylor Hearing Center color weather radar is showing no precipitation in the Twin Lakes area at last check. Both dams were generating full power with Norfolk Lake levels at 558.66 and Bull Shoals at 664.96. Our high yesterday was 87, our low this morning was 64, and Dakota, we're at 68 degrees. Thank you very much. That is our current temperature. We will be back with more in just a moment. It is 16 past 8. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy, presented by Minute Mechanic on KTLO.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Visit Affordable Insurance at Mountain Home today. Call 425-6079 or www.affordins.com.
Isn't it hard to find the time to take care of necessary vehicle maintenance and repair? Well, lucky for you, Minute Mechanic offers same-day excellent service. Whether you need an oil change, diagnostic check, wheel alignment, radiator flush, transmission services, brakes, or a tune-up, you can trust the professionals at Minute Mechanic. Minute Mechanic carries NAPA batteries and AMSOIL oil products. Be sure to get your battery and antifreeze checked for this winter. Minute Mechanic, located on Highway 201 North in Mountain Home.
Four legends, one jam session, an electrifying true story. Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Elvis Presley. Million Dollar Quartet, based on the Tony Award-winning musical. See what fans are raving about. Million Dollar Quartet, now playing at the Welk Resort Theater in Branson. Call 417-337-SHOW or go to mdqbranson.com.
The most commonly diagnosed cancer in American women is skin cancer. But the survival rate for skin cancer is extremely high. Survival rates for women diagnosed with breast cancer changes drastically the later that cancer is found. That's why early detection is so vital. In 2017, it is estimated that 30% of newly diagnosed cancers in women will be breast cancers. Have you scheduled your yearly mammogram?
The Baxter Regional Medical Center's mobile mammography unit will be at Baxter Regional in Mountain View Tuesday, September 26th, and at Aaron's Clinic in Yellville Thursday, September 28th.
This breast cancer awareness message is brought to you by Brooks Medical Supply, Americom Construction, The Cotton Company, Century 21 Lemak Realty. Call 508-1164 for more information. Early detection is the key to life.
I just want a chance to see her face. Don't stop the meter, let it race. Cab driver, drive by Mary's place. Cab driver.
the block. Never mind the ticking of the clock. Only wish we could have had a talk. Cab driver, once more round the block. Cab driver, once more down the street. There's a little place we used to eat. That's where I laid my future at her feet. Cab driver, once more down the street. Cab driver, wait here by the door. Perhaps I'll hold her in my arms once more. Then things will be just like they were before. Cab driver, wait here by her door. Cab driver, better take me home. I guess that I was meant to be alone. Sends me a loved one of my own. Cab driver, better take me home. Cab driver, better take me home. Cab driver, better take me home.
All right. Cab driver by the Mills Brothers. I bet you they don't have a song about Uber. Uber doober, Uber doober, Uber doober, come and get me, you goober. No.
All right.
Just saying. All right, moving on. Here we go. And by the way, I want to personally thank Minic Mechanic for sponsoring this show. I can do that. And I am thankful. I'm glad. And they're a good bunch of guys. I called and talked to them the other day, and very pleasant, knowledgeable. They're general mechanics. They try to fix everything for everybody. That's hard. That is tough. So anyway, if you have something you need fixed, you take it down there and let them take care of it for you.
Some people are not fixable.
Yeah, well, some people aren't. John, how long have you been helping me? We've been doing this together a long. You know, it was just you and I for a long time. First it was me all by myself, and then it was you and me, and then the others just kind of, you know, once you're successful, everybody wants on board.
Part of it.
Yeah, and that's what happened. You got that Karsten and Steiner, both of them kind of just jumped on our bandwagon. How long have you been helping me?
It's been over 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Well, was it like 6 years or something?
Yeah, well, John and I go back a long ways. We do. We're going to be at the Bridge Bash next week. Yeah, we're going to have the studio set up there, our portable studio, and are you going to be there, Matt?
I am not. I'll have to be here, but we'll have several others there.
Yeah, you got everybody. Come down if you want to visit. Come by and sit down with us for a while. We'll let you talk on the radio. You can have the headset. Okay. Well, maybe we'll let them talk, sort of. But anyway, that's a good deal there. Not only is it a fun time, and we'll be set up at the car show, by the way, but. It's a great thing. Food, music, a lot of events, vendors. KTLO will be there with the treasure chest. Are we going to have the treasure chest?
I'm not sure about that.
Well, yeah, hold off on that. But we're going to be there broadcasting. And it's for a good cause. It's for the food bank. You need to keep that in mind. People, over the years, you know, and the event's been going on for a while. People forget what it's for. And it's to raise money and funds for the Food Bank of Northern Arkansas. So.
Yeah, this is their biggest fundraiser and food drive every year.
Yep, I love that park. That spring, springs just fascinate me, and that one in particular. I could sit there and just watch that water just come out. I guess I lived in the deserts of Nevada too long, you know. But that fascinates me. Yeah, water coming out of the ground. not running across the top like a river, coming out. All right. I've been on lockdown ever since my eye surgery. Did you know that? Did I tell you that? Pam had me on lockdown. The surgeon told her not to let me do anything.
It's working pretty well.
Well, it worked good for a while. You know, I was nursing that for several days, and then I wanted to go down and putter, and she wouldn't even let me go down here.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of which, Rick must have taken a picture that didn't have the flash on or something, because he's got a picture of you dressed as a pirate.
Oh no! Where did he put that?
He sent it to your email.
Oh dear. Thank you, Ricky. Yeah, I had an eye patch and a pirate hat and a sword. And, Rick brought all those props.
He was still under the under medication.
Yeah, I was under medication. But anyway, she had me on lockdown. She wouldn't let me do anything, so I snuck down here a couple of days and puttered around. I worked on the bumper on the Plymouth, my shiny new brand new bumper. I'm renewing and rejuvenating the lights. And I figure if I got a brand new shiny bumper, I'm going to make everything look new. So I'm putting it back together a piece at a time. But I was sitting down here all by myself, quiet, puttering, and I just realized how much satisfaction I got out of that. Just working with my hands, fixing something. And then I got to thinking. I do a lot of pondering, more pondering than working. And I got to pondering how there are a lot of people that don't know what that feels like. They have never had that.
Never pondered.
They have never worked with their hands. They've never fixed anything. They've never built anything. They don't know the satisfaction that comes with it. And I feel sorry for them, especially the young people. I really do, because they've never had an opportunity. You know, when we were young and we were growing up, you had an opportunity to work with your hands. People pretty well made sure that you had something to do. If you had anything to drive, you worked on it to keep it running. But now it's not so much so. Oh, well, there I am talking like old man talk again. I do enjoy, get a lot of satisfaction. Some days I'll go down here, and if you've not been here, it's hard for you to understand. I have multiple toolboxes scattered around, and they all have tools in them, and I have multiple boxes in the barn, and they all have tools in them. And I have a lot of things scattered around, but I just go sometimes and sit down and take the tools out of the box and wipe them off and look at them, and makes me remember times past and things I did with a particular tool. That sounds silly. I bet you some of you understand what I'm talking about. I don't care if it's a kitchen tool, art tools, wood tools. You guys know what I'm talking about. There's a satisfaction from working with your hands. All right. Moving right along. I thought the boys would have called now. Carson's probably not up yet. He's in the motel realm. I know Steiner's up. He sent me about 157 pitchers already this morning. They're steaming up those big tractors. I guess they start doing that early in the morning. Now, that was in the day when you were a farmer or a rancher and you used that equipment. You got out early and you fired up your steam engine to build up pressure and steam, and then probably went back in the house and got breakfast and then come back out and went to work. So anyway, they're steaming him up. He's all excited about that. All right, do we have a call, Matt?
Yes, we do.
Well, let's take that.
All right. Again, the numbers to call are 425-5522 or toll-free 888-884-0364, and the email address is carguy@ktlo.com. Dakota, you said line 7 first? Okay, we'll go to line 7. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Good morning, Jack. It's Carson. How are you doing?
Well, speak of the devil.
Asking you shall receive.
Yeah. We weren't talking about you, maybe.
You were not?
Have you been listening?
No, I can't listen to you here, and you're coming in really faint. But I was going to tell you where I am. You probably already did this. I'm in Fayetteville at the Brits of the Old Art Car Show, and I'm standing here with Todd. Todd drove his 1928 Bentley from Tulsa out to here, and I'm going to put him on the phone so he can tell you a little bit about it. Is that going to be okay?
Sure.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Todd. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
So you drove, did I understand, you know Carson and his German accent, you have to really focus. Did he say you drove a 28 Bentley?
Yes, we drove in from Tulsa yesterday.
Well, cool. How long did that take you?
including the 45-minute stop for lunch to cool off the car and the occupants, about, I don't know, 2.5 hours.
Oh, I'll bet you caused a lot of people to turn around and look. Did you drive it, did you go down that, let's see, how would you have come? Oh, you come across.
We came straight across 412 on the turnpike and the whole bit.
Yeah.
The Bentleys are, as a friend of mine says, it's the Bentley Drivers Club. It is not the Bentley Wax and Polish Club. So we drive the cars. It'll run, if it wasn't quite so warm, we could have done 70 miles an hour, but between 60 and 65, it goes like a champ. We had the car out in the Adirondacks in upstate New York in May and did 4 or 5 days and 1,000 miles with about 14 of us.
What body style have you got?
It's a rebodied car, but it's in the Le Mans Vandenplas, so it looks like one of the 20 Le Mans cars.
So is it an open car?
Yes, this is an open car.
And do you drive it with the top off or down?
When my wife is with me, the top is up.
I understand. yes.
But so yesterday the top was up, but I have driven it top down in the rain, which is feeling the true Bentley driving style.
I understand that. I have a Roadster pickup that I drive with. I don't have a top, so I understand exactly what you're talking about. How long have you had that car?
Just about 11 months. Just got this.
How many miles have you put on it in 11 months?
Probably pushing 2,000 right now.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, you made a comment about Bentley owners are very proud of the fact that you drive your cars. That's not the first time I've heard that, and I believe that is a fact. Because you see at a lot of vintage car shows, if somebody comes driving in with an old car and the trailer is not parked around the corner, it's usually a Bentley.
That is true.
Well, would you make sure Karsten takes some pictures of you and your car, and I'll put them on my KTLO Facebook page. I'd like to let the people see what we're talking about.
All right. I will tell Karsten to do that and give the phone back to him.
All right. Thank you. It's good talking to you. I'll look forward to meeting you sometime.
Thank you. All right, Jack.
Well, thank you, Karsten. That was very nice. What did you drive down? Did you drive the MT or?
I drive my TS6 out here.
Oh, okay. So I told the people that you were slumming and hanging out in the new DB9. How was that? I told the people that you were slumming there and you were hanging out in a DB9.
Yes, oh, it was nice. And it's still right now. Dina is sitting in it. She's the wife of the owner, and they're waiting to get over to the show. It's a beautiful car with a V12, you know, cream interior, all black the rest. It's just a wonderful. I got to drive it, you know that?
Oh, no, you didn't tell me that.
Oh, no, I did not.
did you wipe the crackers and cheese off your hand before you got in it?
Yeah, and I didn't even spill my drink, you know.
Well, we miss you not being here, Karsten, and thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, Jack, and enjoy the show.
All right, bye-bye.
And let's go to line 6. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
Hey, good morning. Morning, Jack.
Good morning.
I was wondering if you heard anything about the forward lug nuts that are used on new cars. You haven't said anything about it, and I was just wondering.
I guess I haven't. Tell me about that, John. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, this affects 6 automobiles, Fusion, Escape, Flex, Focus, the F-150, and the F-350.
Okay, hang on just 1 second. Matt, can you hear him good and clear? Is it going out clear?
Yes.
I can't hardly hear him.
Yes, I can hear him just fine.
Okay, go ahead. I understood that you said lug nuts, right?
Yeah.
What's faulty on the threads?
The Fusion, Escape, Flex, Focus, F-150, and 350 are the ones that people are complaining about. They said that Ford equipped its vehicles with a two-piece lug nut with the outer skin that expands and contracts when exposed to moisture and changes in temperature, swelling the lug nut from its intended shape. But with normal use and within the warranty period, the chrome, stainless, or aluminum cap swells and delaminates, and they can't be removed with the lug wrench that was provided by Ford. The simplest part of the car, the lug nuts, made with an inferior design, puts the cosmetics ahead of safety. Ford owners could end up with an emergency situation on a busy roadway, stranded with a flat tire and no way to change it. Owners reported that when getting Ford serviced by the Ford mechanics, they cannot remove the lug nuts either due to the swollen nuts. Customer must buy a new set of lug nuts for $120 to $160. That's for a full set of new ones, regular ones.
Where did you read this at?
On the computer.
Is it a site that I would know?
It's under F for Ford.
Okay. All right, I'll check on that, because that, you know, there was, of course, it wasn't, it listed Focus and modern brands, modern cars, right? Because
yeah.
there was a period of time that General Motors had a lug nut very similar to that. It had a tin-type outer shell that made it look like an acorn nut for aesthetics, and after you took that off and on with an impact wrench a couple times, that little piece would fly off, and you had to take the next smallest socket to get it off.
Oh.
But John is going to check on that for us, and we'll see.
I was just wondering what you knew about it.
I didn't know about it. I appreciate you telling me.
Seven states have owners involved at the present time.
Okay.
It's a lawsuit.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We'll check on that and talk about it a little more.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I remember. John, do you remember those? When GM come out with those, they looked like they made them look like an acorn, and they were an acorn nut, and they were very attractive, but they didn't. The tin part flew off after a few hits with an impact gun. Yeah, but you could get them off with a lug wrench. It was just kind of slippy. So we'll find out about that. Okay, so we got two-piece acorns on modern Ford cars. The car show, Car Craze at Flippin, that was a huge success last week. I was so sorry I didn't get to go. I talked to Greg Hopper, and he said they had a record amount of cars and people. The weather was perfect, and I was so glad to see that Tony Flippin won the best car of the show with that red Jeep pickup. It's Waldo the Wonder Willie's cousin, and I was so proud that he won. He has worked on that for 7 or 8 years himself. I'm proud for. I couldn't have been prouder if I'd have won it. He tried so hard and worked so long on it. So if you see Tony and his red Jeep running around all over Cotter, be sure to tell him I was bragging on him. Okay, well, we better take our next break here, Matt.
All right, we will do that. We will be back with more in just a moment. It is 23 before 9 o'clock. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy, presented by Minute Mechanic on KTLO.
Sonic's Cheeseburger and Handmade Onion Rings have been a classic duo for years. Almost as long as these classic duos, we can't legally say. Like Bonnie and Jekyll and Romeo and with Sonic's Car Hop Classic, you can get a cheeseburger and onion rings for $2.99. It's hey, you weren't supposed to bleep that part of seriously? Can we stop with the bleeps? The Sonic Car Hop Classic for $2.99. It's that's worse. Okay, I kind of like that one. Tax not included. See menu for details. For a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Copiers, laser printers, IT services, mailing equipment. Corporate Business Systems is your single source office technology company, providing an umbrella of services today that make your tomorrow better. Corporate Business Systems, 870-577-1753. CorporateBusinessSystems.com.
Making its United States debut, the King's Castle Theater is proud to present Puttin' on the Ritz, a dazzling celebration of the golden age of song and dance, featuring the music of George Gershwin and Irving Berlin, and special tributes to Judy Garland and Fred Astaire. Come uptown to the Cotton Club with songs like My Heart Belongs to Daddy and Birth of the Blues. Don't miss the glitz and glamour of Puttin' on the Ritz, appearing at the King's Castle Theater. For tickets, call 1-888-GO-BRANSON.
Everything local matters at KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot. Join host Heather Loftus this Saturday at 11 on KTLO FM 97.9 as she talks to guests from the Schliemann Center and the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas. KTLO Classic Hits and the Boot, your guide to everything local.
Dreaming of some new denim, dresses, tops, or skirts? Shopping at Stage and Goodies comes with all sorts of fun perks. Stage and Goodies are having a one-day sale this Friday and Saturday. And with your coupons, you can buy more and save more all weekend. To start, take 30% off purchases under $50 or 40% off your purchase of $50 or more. And if your purchase is $75 or more, you'll get 50% off. Get ready because this buy more, save more one-day sale starts Friday. Stage and Goodies. What will new bring out in you? Stage and Goodies. Offer exclusions apply.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.